We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our top local story, Chicago's police superintendent acknowledges the department needs more officers patrolling CTA property to respond to this year's surge of violence on buses, trains, and platforms. But Superintendent David Brown is turning down an offer from assistance from a well-known community activist. WBBM's Jim Gutis with the story.
Theo Hardiman is calling on Brown and the CTA to hire security experts recruited and trained by Hardiman's group, Violence Interrupters, to help increase security on mass transit. Brown says the answer is more police and CTA security personnel, not what Hardiman is proposing.
I don't know that vigilantism, if that's what he's referring to, is going to be helpful. Of course, we need more eyes and ears, and we ask all residents on the CTA to report what they see.
Brown says more cooperation from CTA riders, along with reassigning officers from desk duty and other areas of the police department, is the best way to make CTA buses and trains safer. On the south side, Jim Gutis, 105.9 WBBM.
A man was shot in West Rogers Park this morning after police say he confronted people trying to steal his car's catalytic converter. The 54-year-old victim told authorities he approached the thieves around 6 a.m. after he saw someone underneath his car. The 7200 block of North Oakley, one of the thieves opened fire, striking the man twice. He is hospitalized in fair condition. So far, no arrests.
The Republican candidates for governor and attorney general of Illinois secured high-profile endorsements today from two advocates for police officers, Chicago FOP Lodge President John Kenton Zara, today formally backing Tom DeVore's run for attorney general against Democratic incumbent Kwame Raoul.
Kwame Raoul has been a failure and a ghost payroller for 4 years. He has done nothing when it came to public integrity investigations in his entire term. Not one significant investigation of public corruption in this state, with Mike Madigan being target number one that the feds had to take down.
The statewide FOP also endorsed DeVore, as well as State Senator Darren Bailey's challenge to incumbent Democrat J.B. Pritzker.
The high school fall sports season kicked off across the state today, with student athletes eager for a more normal experience after two long years with COVID challenges.
With tryouts underway, Sen soccer player John Watson is looking forward to his senior year at his Northside CPS school.
The soccer season is one of the highlights of my school year, so especially all the crowds and nerves and excitement that's going to happen because of the pandemic's over, or close enough to be over that we could play comfortably.
For senior Kira Hudson, this is only the third year she'll be playing for her high school, Matea Valley in Aurora, since COVID forced a delay in the girls' volleyball season her sophomore year.
They played in the springtime, but volleyball for club is during that time, so a lot of us weren't able to, like, play high school too.
Hudson plans to graduate early and has already committed to play at the University of Florida. She played with Team USA this summer after helping Matea win its first state championship last year. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Advocates for mental health patients today have filed petitions aimed at reexamining one of the city of Chicago's most controversial public health decisions. They're asking for a non-binding referendum in three wards during next year's citywide election, asking whether Chicago should reopen mental health clinics closed a decade ago under former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Cheryl Miller's with the group Southside Together, organizing for power.
We know that people in Chicago want treatment, not trauma, if their loved ones, their neighbors, or even they themselves experience mental health difficulties, which is exactly what the Treatment Not Trauma care model provides.
At the time, the city said closing 6 out of 12 clinics would free up resources to expand mental health services across the city.
A Chicago mentorship group is giving back to the South Side today through haircuts. WBBM's Andy Dane explains.
The headquarters of I Am a Gentleman, just blocks from Guaranteed Rate Field, have been transformed into a bustling barber shop.
We said we would partner with barbers from across the city of Chicago to make sure that as a barber they can give back, but also to make sure that the young man can again look good and feel good as well.
Executive Director Jermaine Lawrence Anderson says Chicago Public School students are getting fresh haircuts free of charge.
We're all coming together for one common goal and one common cause, and that's to make sure that we give back to marginalized young men. Again, you know, young men who are from under-resourced neighborhoods, young men who may be without, young men who come from single-parent households.
Jonathan, a CPS student from Beverly, was next in line for a cut.
People come from underprivileged places where they can't afford haircuts, so being able to come here and get it for free is a really nice opportunity.
That's the story from the South Side.
The Catholic Deacons Group today presented a check to a Ukrainian Catholic school that took in dozens of student refugees fleeing the Russian invasion of their country.
It's a sign of true Christian love.
That's Father Serhii Kovalchuk, the rector of St. Nicholas Cathedral, about the $10,000 donated to Cathedral School by the Diaconate Council of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Jim Sponder is chairman of the council.
We noticed in the media of recent events about Ukraine and how this parish was bringing in the kids. And so we wanted to be a part of that.
Principal Anna Cirilli says some of the money will help pay student tuitions.
We'll use it for additional staffing so that we can have Ukrainian translators in a classroom or possibly small group English instruction throughout the day.
Cirilli says 45 of the 75 student refugees who enrolled at St. Nicholas Cathedral School last spring will be returning to the school. Others are now in high school or have gone back to Ukraine. In Ukrainian Village, Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A 26-year-old Aurora man facing charges of murder and sex assault in the stabbing death of a 17-year-old girl. Prosecutors say Jose Gonzalez stabbed and killed Lisbeth Murrow last Thursday at a home they both lived in at the 900 block of Lebanon in the west suburb. A judge has set bail at $5 million.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.